Hunting Truths Podcast.
Hey everybody, hi, how are you? My name is Mike D. This is Carly B. We're back. We're going to talk a little bit about turkeys again this week. Just rolled in literally from Kentucky about 10 minutes ago. Carly showed up. Bear with us a little bit this week. Some of our recording stuff is in one of my vehicles. Yeah, I suck. You know, that's how it goes sometimes. Anyways, how are you, Carly? How was your week? How was your last couple of weeks? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
I think you guys were pheasant hunting yesterday?
We were pheasant hunting this past weekend.
Cool.
That was awesome. That was a beginner hunt. So that was...
Mentoring a bunch of youth and girls, guys, whatever.
Yes, loved it. It was men and women 25 to 45 years old, which was really cool. My big thing for hunting, right, going out one time... you know, on like one of these educational trips is not enough to like really get involved, you know, and not keep you going out, right? It gives you just a little bit of confidence, but not enough to like stay involved and stay in the field. So my big thing of having those demographics together was like, everyone was being so nice and making friends and like make a friend who, you know, is also learning and can go out in the field with you, you know, so you can continue that experience and not just be like one and done type deal.
Sweet.
So that was phenomenal.
Well, it was a way to get everybody together and that's what it's all about, really, at the end of the day.
Exactly. I had a couple people who asked me, they're like, doesn't it just kill you not being able to, you know, hold a gun and be able to shoot and stuff? And I was like, to be honest, no. Like, we probably run maybe four or five of those hunts a year. And, like, I live for it. Like, being able to watch people, you know, shoot a shotgun for the first time or shoot a bird for the first time. Like, it is so rewarding. And then also... the parts we show everybody how to clean the birds after. And it is so funny because people are like, oh, you know, and I'm like, this is, then they just like can't believe this is how, you know, it works for getting their food. Yeah. Like they really have no, like it's just not tangible for them of like every piece of meat.
A lot of people
getting,
don't like, understand where their food comes from, period.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you're a hunter? Well, you eat chicken, you eat beef. Like, it's important for everybody to understand what's going on.
Yeah, so that was really cool and a great experience for me.
Awesome. I seen some pics and stuff online. Yeah. My son and I were down in Kentucky with Francis, hanging out with him, so I was watching that. And to be honest with you, I skipped out on the whole leadership meeting, so sorry, y'all, but I picked my son over you guys. There was nothing pressing, so I sent him my votes, and I went and grabbed Blake. I went out Friday morning, went turkey hunting, got myself a turkey, and I'm like, man, I just... you know what? I looked at the weather. It was supposed to rain for 4 days here. I'm like, I called him like, Amy, here's the deal. What do you think about me picking up Blake, running to Kentucky, hunting for a day, day and a half, and then running home on Sunday? She's like, you're crazy, but okay, that sounds good. So yeah.
How long of a drive is it for you?
7 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah, no, I picked him up from school at, what was it, noon or 1 o'clock. We got down there, got up in the morning. It was unreal.
Well, cool. Tell us about, so you and Blake went out very first day, like opener day of season, right? So I guess walk me through your whole turkey season so far.
Okay, cool. So opening morning, we get up, we go out to my spot. We won't say where it is, nothing personal, everybody, but here in Genesee County, went out. Carly's been there a few times. We have a lot of fun out there and all kinds of different stuff. But we go out in the morning, we get up. We sneak out. Birds are gobbling. Everything's working.
Now, how early do you guys get there at?
Oh,
just
half
people
hour.
Are trying to like relate.
About half hour to 45 minutes before legal shooting light.
Okay.
We get set up and just kind of let the woods wake up. There, you know what it's like. There's nothing better than watching Mother Nature get up in the morning and
you listen actually
to the
had
birds.
Birds gobbling.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. We didn't have anything
really?
Talking. No. Oh my God. I'm like, my birds are absolutely mute. So that was an experience for
I
us.
I remember texting
awesome.
You and you're like, yeah, not so much.
Nothing but. Yet. But okay,
we need to sneak out, actually. We should sneak out this week and go. We could be done. You could be the office by 9. Why not? Seriously,
know.
Though.
I need to.
It's good for mental health, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I fixed mine this weekend.
I agree.
I was out there opening day, and it just wasn't going right for us. And next thing you know, boom, we heard... the neighbor to the south shoot, and then like 20 minutes later, you know, I'm letting everything chill. He wasn't too far away, really, 150 yards or something.
Oh, wow.
So then, boom, pretty soon, the neighbor back to the west, kind of northwest a little bit, he shoots. So, I'm like, I'm like, son, I just don't even know if this is meant to be.
Yeah.
And he's like, you want to leave, Dad? I'm like, no, let's give it a couple hours. We'll let things rest. And so I moved just a little bit, because I know where they typically are, you know, mid morning,
yeah,
you know, later in the day. So
were you guys initially in your blind?
No. I'm a running. I like running and gunning. That's my favorite way. Like, all that being said, I do hunt out of blinds, but out there, I usually put them to bed at night and go back in the morning and set up on their roost. And, I like sitting next to trees and
yeah,
I like doing a little bit old school, but. So we were, sitting there chilling and I finally got a couple of them going and, next thing you know, off to the north, a one out of nowhere just starts gobbling, which happens quite a bit when you're out turkey hunting. And then here he comes and I can see him working through. And I get Blake all situated and all ready. So he's ready when he gets there.
Yeah.
So he doesn't catch him moving, you know. And for some reason, that sucker got up there, and he's peeking down in there. And I wasn't using any decoys because my theory was they'd just been shot at by two different sets of guys who probably had decoys out. So I pulled the decoys. We ain't using nothing. I'm going to try to make them come look for us.
Yeah.
Minimal calling, minimal, just try to make them come find out where the hen's at, right?
Yeah.
I'm acting like I'm pressured birds. So we're sitting there, and he comes down through there, and he comes up, and he gets about 45 yards, you know. I probably could have snuck a shot myself down through there, but, you know, Blake didn't feel comfortable, and he wanted to make sure it was an ethical shot,
yeah,
and he, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's good.
So that bird just kind of gets there, and he's looking down in there, and he doesn't see anything. In hindsight, maybe I should have kept the deeks out, but he kind of rolls out and then just kind of keeps on working. And then a hen actually fired up on me to the south and gave a couple clucks, and so I think he was working down towards her, but that was kind of our opening day.
Yeah.
So, and then with lacrosse and everything he has going on, we just didn't have a chance to get out. So, I ended up going out cause I didn't know if I was going to be able to get him out.
Yeah.
I go out Friday and then I got kind of a little bug and I'm like, screw it. We're going. So we just made it happen.
That's awesome.
We had to skip a lacrosse game, but that's okay.
Fair enough. well, walk us through Kentucky turkey hunting. So you and Blake, 7-hour journey down. We get there on Friday night. What's Saturday jump up?
We get up 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We get out to the blind at 5.
Okay.
It gets light about 5:30, 5:40 there. It's real windy, but Francis had been seeing some birds on a particular farm. So we went and set up in a ground blind in the middle of a high point in the field. So if anything in the surrounding area, you know, we're going to try to decoy them. We put out a strutter, a jake, and two hens. And so we sat there and Francis was calling, then I would call, then Francis would call. And we were calling for about an hour and a half. And then all of a sudden,
really quick. So if you have multiple people who are capable of calling, is it one of those ones where like it kind of sounds like a turkey party? You know, people sound different. Yeah. That's something you might want to do if birds.
Yeah, we were doing some probably more advanced stuff. You know, we were doing some fighting purrs and we were acting like a couple of boss hens in their fight. And then we mixed in some gobbles, like a gobbler showed up to the party because he was trying to get lucky with one of the ladies. Yeah. And then next thing you know, boom. We hear two gobbles, boom, 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 right neck, like sounded like 800 yards, but there was actually an old logging road that come up through the bottom.
Okay.
So I figured that's where they were coming from, you know. Actually, after talking with Francis, he explained that road. So we figured they were coming up through there. So we just, all of a sudden they shut up and me and Francis are like, shit. And you know, and the whole point was to try to get my boy a bird.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the anniversary when my dad passed on May 4th. So I took my daddy's gun down there and I wanted to get Blake a bird. He never got a gobbler out of state. And so I just thought it'd be kind of a cool experience.
Yeah.
I always like getting away for a couple days this time of year. So, anyways, we're sitting there and me and Francis just kept after it. And then I pull out an old aluminum slate that I had. And Francis is still with his mouth call, and he let out a gobble, and then we're acting like we're fighting again. And then we just kind of sat for about 20 minutes or so. And then Francis piped up, and gave a, you know, just gave like a yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, they fired up right behind us. That's so they must have been coming after we were doing them, you know, that fighting and stuff and that last sequence of calls. I think they got up behind us on top of that hill and seen them deeks, and they were working down in them decoys, I think is what happened, to be honest. So anyways, I got the phone ready to video, and I peek out the seam of the tent, and we get Blake ready, and I'm videoing, and they come right in. They come right in. And the biggest one in the front, they're both really big, but the biggest one in the front, we're getting Blake all lined out, and he's having a hard time seeing the head. And pretty soon they just kind of booger, but only like about 3-4 yards, just kind of go back. And he stands, and Blake moves his gun and drops him right there. So I drop my phone, I grab my gun, and the other one goes off, stands like 35 yards, and he looks back just long enough. I freaking stroke him. And so we had a true double.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was freaking crazy. It was awesome.
And that doesn't happen often.
No, it does happen, but it's not something that's going to happen all the time when you go out. We're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
It was cool. I think there's a little divine intervention there, to be honest with you.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so we get out, we're partying. Francis immediately, he's like, did you guys get him? Because he couldn't see. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, they're both freaking down, you know? Might have dropped a swear word there, but... I'm like, yeah, they're both down. He's like, no shit. I'm like, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we get out. We go over there, and them freaking things both had triple beards.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God. So you and Blake both got triple beard on a double up.
Mm-hmm.
What?
All this is going on. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I'm like, thanks, Dad. Thanks, God. Like...
It was, seriously. For real,
it was awesome. So I've never shot a multi-bearded Tom, and I've...
Really? In all your years of turkey hunting?
Yeah, I've been killing them since I was 17 years old, and I've killed at least one a year. And it's wild. Anyway, so yeah. So we take a bunch of pictures, and freaking Francis and Blake are hugging, and it was awesome. It was so cool. It was so worth the drive and everything it took, right? Yeah.
What an amazing opportunity.
We get back to camp, and we're hanging out. Francis grabs a lawnmower. I start mowing. I'm trying to do something. I want to contribute, you know what I mean, while I'm there, you know. And so I brought down some walleye. So I start mowing, and next thing you know, Francis and Blake are gone. I'm like, where do these rascals go? So, like, it's a couple, 3 hours later, you know, we're done mowing and everything. Yeah. And I'm sitting around, and I grab me a bourbon. I'm chilling. And next thing you know, here comes these two clowns showing back up. They're on the Ranger. Blake's got cow poop on his legs, and they're cut up from briars. And
oh my gosh.
Blake's driving, about tipping over the thing. And it was a big time for him.
That's awesome.
So that's what it's all about, getting the youth out there, mentoring the kids, whether it's your own. Yeah, it was amazing. We got up this morning, hunted a little bit, had a couple skirts, didn't get it done, and then came home, and now I'm here.
That is one heck of a weekend.
That's the quickest way I can tell that story.
No, that's incredible.
Yeah, so now I'm going to get, my goal is to get Carly out. The other Carly.
Other Carly. Yeah.
We won't say last names, but the other Carly.
Yeah.
And then...
Because that might be her first turkey, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I think we can get that done.
Yeah.
She's got some property that's unpressured, and I got some property if we need backup. But I'm going to try to do that, and then I might get you out. That'd be cool. So, yeah, we're going to shoot a couple more turkeys yet.
That's exciting.
It's fishing season. It's turkey season. It's all kinds of cool stuff.
Nothing beats spring in Michigan. We love it. We love it.
It's spring in the turkey woods for sure right now. Yeah, it was amazing. Amy's girlfriend, Erin. She got a turkey yesterday.
No way.
Yeah. In her Hunting Truth podcast sweatshirt.
I need a photo of that. Isn't that cool? We got to share that. That's exciting.
Awesome. Yeah. So her and Melissa wanted them sweatshirts.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah. They did. My wife was up north with the kids. So she watched the neighbor's kids, and the neighbors went out on a date turkey hunting.
Aww.
And got a turkey.
I love
that. So for any of you looking for an excuse to get out and do something together, grab a babysitter, go turkey hunting, go fishing. Carly's always fishing with Ryan all the time. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous sometimes.
We went turkey hunting together too, which was really fun.
Cool.
didn't just get a hens, bird,
right?
But no, we saw like six toms, but we couldn't. So, and like, this is a realistic situation that happened for us, but we were sitting next to each other, and I was the only person who was like planning on shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, and I'm kind of like, we've been sitting a long time, so my buns are numb.
But you're grinding because you want one.
And we want it, but it was kind of funny. So we're sitting there, we've got decoys in front of us, and all of a sudden Ryan's like, don't move, there's a couple hens. And so we see these hens kind of like looping around, they're coming from behind us. So it was tough, so we couldn't really see them. And this was our first time going out, so we didn't really, we knew where they were roughly at, just from trail cams, but we didn't know where they were coming from, per se. So anyways, a couple hens are coming from behind us, and Ryan goes, don't move, there's two toms, like big toms coming, but they're probably only 15 feet from Ryan, and we're sitting on the ground, and the way that they're coming, they're on the other side of Ryan, and I'm sitting just on the other side of him, so there was no way for me, we're just sitting on the ground, to like lean out around him to try and shoot on my offside, and
of course
it wasn't gonna work. And they worked kind of like far out in front of us and hooked around, and they started looking at those decoys, which would have been a perfect shot for me, but they, I think, kind of wigged out by the decoys. They definitely didn't want to play. I think it was just those two toms had their ladies and they weren't looking to mingle at all. So unfortunately it was one of those ones where I was like, dang, I think if we didn't have the decoys, they might have actually come in to like the area that we were hoping. But because there's a big opening in my woods, and anyway, so we didn't have that opportunity. And then we had another time where, and it is really funny too. So I'm like, my buns are numb, and we just had those birds. They left, and I'm like, I am starving. Let's go get food. So we leave, and as we sit down at a breakfast place, all the trail cams start going off. I mean, they're out there giving us the feather, and I'm like,
You're like, these guys can kiss my bums.
I know. I'm like, whatever. At least I'm hungry. Or at least I'm full. I'm not hungry anymore. Plus, we were sitting out the first day. Was it snowing for you, too?
Yeah. It was a little.
Yeah.
It was a little rowdy. I don't know if it's frostbite or just straight
numbness, but
yeah.
It was tough.
In hindsight, I probably should have used the ground blind opening day, just because it's easy to get away with the movement and they're not super spooked by him yet and stuff. But
yeah. Well, it's kind of one of those ones where you go out, you maybe don't get it done, but you learn something. And then, you know, the next time you go out, you can really try and apply that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like been the name of our game of like, learn something each trip, be ready to apply it. Mm-hmm. One kind of cool thing was we were driving out to the property and I'm in the passenger seat and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I think that was an albino turkey that we had driven by. And I was like,
sweet.
Whoa. But I only saw it for a flash. Ryan didn't get to see it. So then we're at the property hunting and we're looking down some power line trails.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan's like, oh my God, that albino turkey is headed this way. I'm like, no way, I'm so excited. And it never happened, but he got
That's
to see
so
him.
Awesome,
but it was
though.
Cool to see, and we know he's out there. I don't know for sure if it's a hen or a tom. I saw him quick, but from far away, he looked really big, like he was comparable. However, one of my other friends, he sent me a video of an albino or like blush turkey that was in full strut and everything, but didn't have a beard.
So they have to have a beard in Michigan to shoot them, just so everybody knows. I don't like speaking to rules too much, but in the state of Michigan, a bearded turkey is a legal turkey with a spring turkey tag.
Yep.
Hen or gobbler.
Yeah.
So
I think it might be a tom, but if it's just, you know, funky genetics or something, doesn't have a beard, I won't be able to take him home with me.
It's all right. You'll get one.
But it'll be cool to see. So if we can get him up close and personal, that'd just be a fun one to see. Maybe
that'd be awesome to experience.
Yeah,
that'd be
cool.
Awesome to experience.
But if not, it's just beautiful being out there. We saw a bunch of ducks and I think what else? I mean, we saw so much wildlife. That was exciting. We found some morel mushrooms and pheasantback mushrooms. So we've been loving that.
I still have not found a morel. Just so all of you know, I suck when it comes to mushroom hunting. I'm awful. I'm terrible. I'm pretty successful in the woods, but when it comes to morel mushroom hunting, I've never found one. I suck that bad.
It's tough. It's tough.
So I went to the class and everything. I'm like looking, I'm seeing all these identifiers, and I'm like looking last couple days, you know, last week, actually, I've been looking. I cannot find one. I'm like, I suck so bad. But hey, I love it.
Keeps you going out there.
Yeah, for sure. May is usually good in Michigan for morale, so I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm like on Facebook subscribing to like, I'm joining like morale hunting and stuff, trying to like, I just got to figure something out here. Never sucked so bad at something in my life. It's good. A little humble pie is
definitely
good,
humbling.
Good for a guy. For sure.
Well, so. No, that's, we love spring in Michigan so much. I mean, you can be out there turkey hunting, morel mushroom hunting. There's a lot of other types of mushrooms and stuff. Obviously, be educated. We went to a mushroom and foraging class. That was really fun that SCI Flint put on.
I'm glad that you found them people. That was sweet.
Yeah. It turned out fantastic. So, you know, get educated. There's so much stuff to be into, and, you know, get involved in ways to be outdoors, you know, besides turkey hunting and different things. Mm-hmm. So find what suits you and your lifestyle and get involved and get outdoors.
Absolutely. Is there any openings for the fishing trip for SCI Flint?
Yes.
There is openings. Yes. So for any of you looking to get outdoors and you have a couple extra bucks laying around, what is it, $125, $150
I don't know off the cuff.
Yeah, I think it's $150. And you want to have a good experience down on the Detroit River. Medicine Man Charters is partnered with SCI Flint Chapter, and we're going to be putting together, you know, as you know, Carly and I, if you don't know, Carly and I sit on the board. I'm the president. Carly soon to be president at some point. May 19th, we have a chapter walleye trip. So, reach out to Carly, reach out to me, you know, through the podcast, and we'd love to make some new friends and get some new faces on the water. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be phenomenal. The other option, if we had shared Fishing on the D with Mike D, we're going to be drawing that on April 30th to be going out with Mike.
Yeah.
So if you have not yet, make sure to like, comment, or share on that post. Any sort of interaction counts for one submission for that raffle. So we are going to be drawing that here in a couple days. So good luck. Make sure to get all of your comments on there, and then you'll be able to go out walleye fishing with Mike. So that's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm hoping to make some new friends, you know, new acquaintances and just meet some new people and share a cool experience. It'll be fun.
Exactly.
And to be honest with you guys, if the fishing is slowed down on to Detroit by then, I'll make sure we go wherever we need to go to get a sunfish. So that will not be an issue. It'll be fun.
Well, you've got a couple opportunities to get outdoors, you know, with us, with SCI Flint. So make sure to get involved, stay outdoors, and let's have some fun this spring, guys.
Absolutely. And once again, I'm Mike D. This is Carly B. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks again for watching. Hit subscribe, hit share, hit like, whatever. Just take a minute out of your day, please. Help us out. It means a lot to us. We're trying to make a move with this thing with regards to conservation and mentoring people, getting people involved. We truly do have the best intention, and we look forward to seeing you and talking to you once again.